J-Lo.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for talking to me. Like, I feel like crying because you're one of my idols. I grew up with you.
Aw, thank you.
No, thank you. Seriously, your J-Lo CD was my second CD after the Selena Quintanilla one. So thank you so much for talking to me today. I never thought in a million years I would get the opportunity. So thank you. Let's talk about Dinero. Dinero is fuego. Girl, so many people on my Instagram are like, please ask her what's her secret to looking so good. You literally age backwards.
Oh my God. I don't know. I live healthy, I guess, and stay out of the sun. It's like no big secrets, you know. I have a few products that I use, but you know, and
can you share
the products right now? But other than that, I'll give you some secrets soon.
Okay. So, do you eat hot Cheetos or no hot Cheetos for you?
No hot Cheetos for me.
It's okay. I eat them for both of us. I'm addicted. And I have to ask you, because todas las Latinas out there, they want me to ask you, what was your fondest favorite memory about filming Selena the movie?
Selena, the movie, gosh, I mean, it has so many great memories for me. It was such an important time in my life. You know, it was my first probably big leading role where I was like the title of the movie was Selena and I was Selena. And it was such a big role and such big shoes to fill at that time in my life. I just, you know, wanted to do a great job. Mm-hmm. But I have so many beautiful memories of being with her family. And them embracing me and helping me to do the best job I could to represent her in the best way. Mm-hmm. Singing in front of crowds for the first time was a big deal for me because, you know, I always knew I wanted to be a recording artist, but that movie and her and, like I said, walking kind of in her shoes and mm-hmm. through her whole trajectory of her life mm-hmm. really helped me to get ready for that and to understand what it was going to be mm-hmm. from a personal side as well as like a public standpoint. It was a turning point movie for me, a turning point in my life.
Do you think it has so many memories
connected to it?
Do you think that was the exact moment you realized, like, wow, my hard work paid off, I made it? Was that that moment for you?
I mean, there was. I don't know that that was the moment where I said, "Oh, I made it." Mm-hmm. I never really even feel that way. Sometimes now, I always mm-hmm. feel like there's just more to do. Mm-hmm. There's more to do. There's more to go. There's more to accomplish. There's more to create.
Right.
There's no destination I'm trying to get to, I guess is what I'm saying. I just want to keep going and doing what I love and, you know, just with that gratitude and be grateful just to be able to do what I love every day.
Absolutely. So. And what is that, like, the best advice someone gave you growing up that you could give to people? Maybe Latinas
you just have to work hard. Everybody, you know, I said this to my son the other day. He's like, you know, we could do this, we could do that. And I said, listen, it takes hard. He goes, I said, you know what it takes to get these things and to do these things? And he goes, yeah, you have to work hard. I said, no, you have to work harder than everybody else. Everybody mm-hmm. works hard. Everybody has to work hard. Mm-hmm. You have to work harder than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be my advice. If anybody's like, what's the secret, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You've been around for a long time. It seems like you're in the prime. It's because I attack it in a different way, I think. I work harder.
Right. I'm going to take that.
And it pays off.
I'm going to take that for sure. And then did you ever... Or do you ever feel like giving up? And, like, did you have a plan B growing up?
No plan B growing up. And, of course, there's been times in my career that have been difficult. Mm-hmm. There's ups and downs when you have a long career like mm-hmm. I've had, thank God. Mm-hmm. But there is going to be down times. And, yes, there's times where I was just like, well, maybe I just shouldn't do this anymore. I shouldn't do that. Or mm-hmm. maybe I'll give up this music. Or maybe I won't do movies. Or, you know, there's always moments. Mm-hmm. But you gotta, it's almost like you gotta just go through it.
Right.
You just have to go through it and know that it's gonna be okay. It's like, okay, the only way out of this is through this. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, again, if I just work harder than everybody else, I'm gonna get back to where I wanna be and I'm gonna be doing what I love mm-hmm. to do. And that's the important thing. And honestly, those downtimes are part of the journey. Mm-hmm. Those get you prepared for the stuff that's coming, mm-hmm. you know? So. It's a fun life and work and all that. It's a fun thing. It's a fun journey. It's a fun ride. You just have to see it that way and stay really with your head up. Stay positive.
Absolutely.
And keep moving.
If you had a crystal ball that could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, or your future, what would you want to know?
A crystal. I don't know. I don't know if I want to know anything.
Really? No quieres saber nada?
No, I don't. You know, I know enough already. I know where I'm not going to keep it good and try to be healthy and try to keep growing.
Yes. Well, I just want to
wrap. I want to know that I kept everything on track for me and my kids.
Good, good. And I just want to say thank you for all the awareness you brought to Puerto Rico and Hurricane Maria, you know, from one Latina
thank
to
you.
Another, and for what you do, for being such a positive role model for our people. Just thank you for that. And, you know, whenever people ask me, what's my goal? Like, I do radio, I do TV, and I always say, I want to be like J-Lo. I'm going to cry right now.
Oh, you're so
no, seriously.
Thank you.
Seriously, like you inspired me to
Thank you.
Come out with my
No,
own.
You're going to make me cry. Stop it. You know I cry for everything.
Oh my God, I know I'm going to make So I just want to tell you inspired me to come out with my own makeup line. And
yes.
And a portion of my proceeds are going to help single parents in need. So
yes.
Thank you for that and thank you for everything that you've done for the Latinos. We appreciate it. And I need to stop crying. God damn it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations on Dinero. It has like over 40 million views on Vivo, on YouTube. Girl, you're killing it. One of my dreams is to go see you in Vegas.
Yes.
Before you.
It's so exciting. Come see me in September. It's my last month in Vegas, August, September. So
anybody
who wants to come out for that, you should get your tickets now. It's selling out pretty quickly, but it's gonna be a beautiful time. It's the end of 3 years, and it's been one of the best things I've ever done, one of the best shows I've ever been involved with, and
wow.
I'm so excited.
I will have to
kind of wrap it up and move on to the next thing, but it's definitely going to be the end of an era.
Oh, what is next after this? After your Vegas show, now you have World of Dance. Are you going to focus on that?
I have a lot of different things that I have in the pipeline, which is why I didn't renew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted to renew for, you know, another year after that. I was like, you know what? I want to go do some other stuff. I want to create something new. 3 years is a long time for me to stick with one thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, girl. We're performing every night, and that's exhausting. I don't know how you do it, but I guess you work harder than everybody else. That's a trick.
That's it.
Love it. Well, I hope to bring my mom and my
sister
to your show in September for their birthdays, and hope to meet you someday. Hopefully you'll remember my interview, the girl that cried. But
I will. Thank you so much, baby.
Thank you so much. Take care. Un abrazo.
Bye.
Bye.
Besito, bye.
Do I hang up on J-Lo or is she supposed to hang up? I don't know. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. I'm good. Thank you guys for watching. Oh my God, I'm shaking. I'm just gonna go like, I don't know. I feel like throwing up right now. Did that really happen? I'm like shaking. This is like the best day ever. Thank you guys for watching. I hope you like it, and it'll be up on 99.7now.com.